Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Monday. Come on, smile. Welcome to your BTN News Show for December 19th, 2016. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, as always. That was an awkward intro, wasn't it? We haven't done like that before, have we? No. Anyway, I hope you had a good old weekend. I'm sure you're still thinking about it, but hey, we're only 6 days away till Christmas. Speaking of the weekend, we're going to get you caught up on the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Da-da-dum! Dropbox has pissed off people once again. This time, they've killed the public folder. I know, when I seen this, I was just as shocked and pissed off as you probably were. And there were a lot of us, countless users, actually been using those public folders for, you know, since it started. And a lot were using it to actually post images and files and blogs and forums. And to say that was just going to go away, yeah, didn't make us too very damn happy. Now, Dropbox is saying they're going to provide an alternative sharing method, although it's not really going to work like the ones we know and love right now through the public folders. And you'd think that all this hussing and fussing would have done something. Nope, Dropbox is still sticking to its guns. According to their announcement, free accounts have until March 15th to update their links for the public folders. And if you're on a paid account, you can turn out those lights for public folders come September 1st. Holy moly, do you believe in Christmas miracles? Well, I do now, because I actually see that Apple AirPods are shipping. Now, this is for the lucky few that got in their orders right the very second they seen it hit the page. Most of you still stuck at 4 weeks, sorry. But yes, we are seeing for people that ordered right directly on Tuesday, Apple AirPods have now been marked shipped to them. So those lucky customers are actually probably going to get their little devices by Christmas Day. Now, to actually do one better, if you didn't get your order in right away, Apple says they're going to have them in the retail stores starting right now. Yes, today. Though they didn't say how many are going to be in the stores. My guess, maybe like two pairs. Teslas, yes. Pretty commonplace now when you're kind of going along looking at gas stations. Well, there's also Tesla charging stations now, too. Problem is, it's just like people do with their cell phones. Just leave it there for a while, and if it's charged, just let it go. Yeah, it's taking off a lot of Tesla owners right now. So much and so that Tesla says, they gotta do something about this supercharging squatters. So yes, you guessed it. If you're squatting at that charging pump right now, and your car is already full, well, get ready to pay 40 cents per minute. Yeah, you heard me right. 40 cents per minute. Now, this idle fee, as Tesla's calling it, will be effective in U.S. and Canada starting very soon, and will be billed at their next visit to a service center. And finally, as you probably guessed, the tech news is a little on the thin side. But that doesn't mean we don't have time for Crap for Christmas. No, this will be our last Crap for Christmas for 2016. Yes, because tomorrow will be just our little nice little Christmas show, and then we'll be off for the holidays. So I figured we better go out with a bang. I don't know if that should be pun intended or not for this item. I'll let you work that one out. This one's called the Candy Cane Stud Undies. Oh yeah, it's for all you studly men out there. As you probably guessed, yes, this is edible underwear. What looks like just a good old pair of briefs has a big old long candy cane hanging down in front of it. And you can guess what that's implying. Hint, hint. In fact, their slogan is the delicious briefs that are a gift that keeps on giving. Inch after peppermint inch. Wink, wink. It even has written on the briefs portion, want to lick my candy stick? Yes, as you can probably guess, this is for all the perverts on Christmas. So if you and your special someone on Christmas morning feel like spicing up the day, it's only going to set you back $8.99. You can find these candy cane undies over there at funslurp.com. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, you know the website already. Get on over there, check out everything that's going on over there. We even have a spoiler-free review of Rogue One. Yes, the new Star Wars film. So if you're not sure, but you don't want to really know what goes on, but you kind of think, well, I want to know a little bit about it, britishtechnetwork.com is your destination. And also, while you're over there, don't forget to subscribe to all of our great podcasts and also check out our blog, too. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, don't forget all of our festy people hanging out over there at our BTN Slack room. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back tomorrow for our final episode of 2016. Don't expect any news. It's going to be a little Christmas episode for everybody. After that, of course, we'll be back in 2017. In any case, have a great Monday. We'll see you on Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.